This is By Grace, and by grace I am speaking to you today. So I have been off for a little while due to some oral surgery that I had. I hope that everyone had enjoyed their long weekend. And I will be diving a little deeper into the parts of you that are free. Parts of you that I imagine are running wildly through a field of tall grasses, leaping out of yourself, and finding the hand of Jesus as a dance partner, which is the best kind of dance partner, really. And there are parts of you that I imagine laying in a sun-dried field piled in life-nurturing plants, probably lavender, and exquisite wildflowers, being bandaged by angels. The parts of you that don't feel so free, the parts that even at such a young age still need to heal, the parts that God attends to, sends a great counsel to aid in. Darlings, Jesus fixes our eyes to our rhema moment. There are rhema words, but honey, there are rhema moments too. The twirling in a strappy, ankle-length white dress moments. He is the victor who hands the trophy over in great anticipation that we will receive it. Some decline it. I know I have, not believing that we are worthy of such an honor. But it is a gift, a blood-bought gift. It is an honor for Jesus to present it, to give it. He believes, knows, and died to give you this trophy, this gift, this freedom. He isn't wondering if you're worth it like you are. He already knows. You are. Jesus' Last Supper was him sitting with friends and having a meal. He was thinking of you, and there was nothing ritualistic or rigid about it. It was a place of freedom in coming together to share about the blood that would be shed, the sacrifice that would be made. They drank and ate as a family does. Oh, so Jesus wasn't the uptight religious type. I realized that having faith in a belief of who God was only part of it. I also needed faith in myself. Faith and freedom to fail, to fly and stretch my wingspan. As usual, I was putting God in a box, believing that he didn't really care so much about me as a person as he did about what I could do for him, how I could serve him, how I could bring people to him, how I could serve his church, how I would serve his people, how I could give myself away. But as I step back in faith today, believing in myself, and in my healing, knowing that I am free as a freely given gift, believing in everyday small victories, having faith in my growth and the growth of those around me, because God really isn't so wrapped up in what we do for him more than he is in us as individuals. I grow deeper into my faith with him, as an Abba, as a father. He isn't trying to run us ragged and expect more from us than is humanly possible just because we can do all things through Christ. Rome was not built in a day, people. Have faith in your process. Be kind to yourself. Lather yourself in lavender if you need to. Applaud your growth. Flourish in faith, knowing that the great gardener is weeding out all that was never meant to be, and growing all that was.